Good morning, everybody. Happy new week. I hope you're doing amazing. And next to me, I have another one of my recently published authors, Kerry Berridge. Welcome from Canada. It's Sunday night over there, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Sunday at 3.
And she looks so glamorous for a Sunday night. I usually, but when you do interviews, of course, you want to look amazing. Kerry is the author of Cut the Anchor, guys. And I'm going to tell you about her a little bit more right now. She's got it there. Show us your book there it is. Number one Amazon bestseller as well. I'll give you guys a little closer look of the cover while I'm doing the introduction, and then we'll get stuck into the awesome conversation we're going to have here today. All right, so here's the book. All righty. So Kerry Berridge is a multifaceted individual who embodies resilience and triumph over life's challenges. She is a dedicated mother, proud grandma, accomplished fitness coach, successful business owner, and inspiring author. In her compelling book, Cut the Anchor, Kerry shares her powerful life journey, beginning with her courageous confrontation of limiting self-beliefs. Her story is a testament to her unwavering spirit, taking her through a tumultuous path of heartache and transformation. Battling pervasive feelings of self-doubt, Kerry navigates a series of difficult trials, including her struggles with anorexia, depression, surviving sexual assault, enduring toxic relationships, facing infidelity, surviving a suicide attempt, experiencing the challenges of two failed marriages, and navigating through single parenting. All of this occurred while Kerry lived with multiple neurodiversities, such as Tourette's syndrome and the later in life diagnosis of ADHD. She also struggled with TOCD, Tourette's OCD, and anxiety. Kerry's story is a testament to the human spirit's unconquerable nature. She not only broke free from the suffocating grip of negative self-beliefs, but also dedicated herself to the hard work required to become the remarkable woman that she is today. Amazing. Oh my goodness, you have been through more than a person's fair share of adversities. So let's get started. Tell me, how did this come about? I'm going to write a book about this. And how long had you been thinking about it?
Okay, so it's kind of funny. I'm going to answer the second question first. So it's funny because I've been wanting to write a book for about 15 years, 15, even 20 years. And I wanted to write two books. One was about my life story, and some of it was before any of this other stuff happened. And one was about Tourette syndrome. And so I actually wrote one book and put it all into one. And so what prompted me to write the book now was September 25th, 2022, so a year and a half ago, was one of my lowest days of my life. And my daughter had found out a secret that I had been holding for 35 years. Mm-hmm. And I knew that secret would come out. I thought I would be like dead when it came out. I thought it'd be old and gone. And it came out. And that's the night that I wanted to end my life. And so thank God I didn't take enough pills and I'm still here. And 4 days later, I was in a self-development course that I had already signed up for months before. It just so happened that it was 4 days later. And it was everything in my power to get in the car and drive the 3 hours south to do this 3-day course that completely changed my life. And so I went to three more courses that were like seven or eight days, depending on which one. And it was during that time that I really decided I needed to, in order to heal, I needed to write this book. And not like, it's not about sides. It's not like tell my side, but I did want to tell my perspective and why I kept the secret and why I kept it for so long. And that's kind of how the book came about.
Yeah. Wow. So interesting. And then we met you a few months after that?
March. Yeah. Yeah. So I had actually, it was kind of funny because I had been looking around and I had found actually someone else to work with, but I wasn't like overly feeling it. And then someone else, one of your other authors, was on at a retreat, and she had taken a picture. And I had been seeing your name, like your guys' name, a lot, but I just didn't know what you were about. I hadn't checked you guys out or anything, you know, anything like that. And I wasn't feeling comfortable where I was. And I hadn't started yet with the other company. I hadn't signed up or anything. It was just who I had chosen. And then I saw this, and just out of fate and luck, I saw her picture, and I texted her right away, and I said, "Oh my God, so they're legit?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'm in their retreat right now. They're awesome." And so I signed up right away, and I did your first day. It was a day course. I did that, and then I signed up right away. So I was, you know, super excited. That was in March last. So almost a year ago.
Yes, and you've had your book now for 2 months, 2.5 months?
Since December, beginning of December, so almost 2 months,
Yeah, and I've seen you obviously do some book signings, and we were chatting just before the call. But before we get into the things that are happening now from the book, let's give people an insight. So what can they get from reading the book? You know, because you have also, you coach yourself, people, and you're a fitness trainer. Tell us a little bit about, you know, kind of what it is. And let's talk a little bit about, you know, the trauma that, you know, you've been able to overcome during, you know, by doing the book. But yeah, what would someone get from it if they were to buy it?
So my book is, even though, like Natasha said, there's a lot that has happened to me in my life, but I did not write the book from a victim like stance. So it is, basically goes through, each chapter has something that's happened to me. And so I go through what it is that I went through. And then I give, you know, a little bit of tips on what I did to get through the different events that have happened to me. So it's definitely not a victim stance. It's meant to bring awareness. And number one, first and foremost, bring awareness to those limiting self-beliefs that we all have and the negative self-talk. Because that is ultimately what set the course of my life in a direction that wasn't the best, because I had no self-confidence. I had limiting self-beliefs like crazy. I did not feel loved. I didn't feel worthy. I didn't feel smart. I didn't feel, you know, this, I didn't feel that. And it really took its toll on my life, and keeping the secret was part of that, because I just didn't feel worthy. I didn't feel good enough. I didn't feel any of those enoughs. And so what has come of that, and what came from that night of me wanting to end my life, was all these courses that I took. And I now know I am good enough. I am smart enough. I am pretty enough. I am all the enoughs. And I've worked really, really hard this last year stripping away all those negative self-beliefs. And so I do throughout the book, give hints and tips on how to work on those things. Because I think we all have, you know, negative self-beliefs or that, you know, negative self-talk at some point. You know, I'm sure people have it daily, but I'm sure everyone has it at least once in a while. And it's how to flip around the negative talk, you know, that we tell ourselves, the negative words, and flip it. And I teach that in my book as well. So it's definitely not a, oh, what was me? It's not, this is what happened to me and this is it. Like, I do have tips in there for people and how to get out of feeling those ways.
Well, let's share maybe a couple of tips, you know, maybe let me ask you this. How does someone recognize they have a negative limiting belief? Because we all have limiting beliefs. Some of them serve us and some of us don't. Some of them don't. Yeah. And so how do you recognize, how did you recognize? Like, was it something that you felt or you knew, or talk to me about
Well,
that.
For me, I never felt good enough. Like and part of it, I was diagnosed last year with ADHD. And so that has been a godsend, and I do not use it as a crutch, just like my Tourette syndrome. I do not use that as a crutch, or my OCD. I use it as a superpower. But understanding the ADHD has completely changed my life, because I felt stupid growing up. And now, finding out a year ago that I have ADHD, I realize I'm not stupid at all. I just learned differently. So A lot of my limiting self-belief stemmed from that, from not being diagnosed with ADHD when I've had it my whole life. And so, so what I've been able to do is just realize, oh, I process by speaking it out loud. Oh, when I read a book, I need to, you know, read it out loud to understand it better. It's all the things that, like, it's finding the things that work for whatever you're going through. That's what helps for me. And then I just wanted to touch on, like, with negative thoughts. So, for example, instead of someone saying, oh, I have ugly hair. No, you're just having an ugly hair day. Doesn't mean you have ugly hair in general. It's just not working for you today. And so those are the kind of things that we can instantly switch it in our head. Or, oh, I'm a terrible mom. No, and this is part of that, you know, the secret that came. I'm not a terrible mom. I did a really bad thing. I kept a secret that was, you know, that was a really horrible thing for me to do, but that doesn't mean I'm a bad person and it doesn't mean I'm a bad mom. I just made a mistake. And so for me, doing just that, I mean, it wasn't overnight. It's taken me, you know, it took me about 6 months of working really, really hard, or 8 months of working really hard at that. But just to realize the words always and never, and all those like concrete, like nobody's something always and nobody's something never, right? So it's those words that we really have to work on changing. And it can change our mindset if we can change some of the words that we use. So those are some tips that really helped me in moving forward.
Yeah. I like summarize it as a, you know, this always happens to me, or, you know, label yourself, I guess, in a particular way, you know, remove the label and make it that it's just happened, or, you know, and I've learned that, you know, like people, they say people are not, people are not bad people. The behavior is perhaps the bad thing, you know, and separate that out and you make yourself feel better.
And I think that's what I learned the most out of this year, is that, I did a bad thing, but that does not define me. That does not make me a bad person. That doesn't erase all the good parenting that I did, being a single mom for my boys were two when I got, you know, divorced a second time. So I raised my kids on my own pretty much. And it doesn't, just because I did a bad thing and didn't tell a truth about something for 35 years, which I know is horrible, but it doesn't make me a bad parent. It doesn't erase all the good that I did. To date, my daughter is still estranged from me. I have not talked to her since that night, September 25th, 2022. And so it breaks my heart. And so I've had to really work hard on realizing I wasn't a bad parent the whole time. I just did a bad, you know, I just kept something, and really I kept it. Maybe I was a coward for part of it, but I also kept it out of, what's the word I'm looking for? Protecting her. So I did a bad thing for a good reason. And again, that doesn't make me a bad person. And that's a huge message I have for the book, is if you've done something, you know, guilt. So basically the guilt of me keeping the secret and the shame of me keeping the secret and the blaming myself really was the ultimate, demise of, could have been the demise of myself, because it was killing me. And that's what my story is trying to tell people, is if you have guilt or shame or blame around something, work through it, because it can be such toxic, toxicity in your body. And I ended up really, really sick for 2 years. And I think, I was just thinking about this the other day, that secret had to come out in order for me to thrive. And it's not just about me, it's about my daughter too, but I was dying. I was literally dying, 35 years of keeping a secret. And now I'm thriving. So I think all of us, if we keep things inside like that, it's just toxic. So that's really a bulk of my story.
Yeah. Has she, if she's seen your book or
I'm sure she knows it. I know she knows it's out there. I don't know if she's read it. She hasn't bought it through me, so I don't know. Maybe someone else has gotten it. I don't know. honestly don't know.
Yeah. But as you say, you're not coming from a victim state, and you're not saying something bad about people. You're just telling your perspective from your story, and we had to, you know, you're here to lift other people up, because I'm sure there is a lot of people who've been through similar situations, or maybe they're holding on to something that they haven't, you know. What made you decide to reveal? Because it was killing you, as you were saying. Is that part of it? Because you were not feeling
good? No, she found out. She found out. So she called me. Yeah, I don't want to give too much away, because I do want people to read my story and see what the secret is. But she found out, and she called me that Sunday. It was a Sunday. And it was a Sunday night, and I had been at a meeting. And when I got out of the meeting, at, you know, bold letters, capital bold, you need to call me right away. And I honestly had no idea what it was. And so as I was driving home, I called her, and because we kind of had a disagreement the day before, she was mad at me for a bunch of stuff. So I was just kind of already just feeling so defeated and done. And then she called me, and she told me what she had done and what she had found out. And so I don't really even remember the 30-minute drive home. I was crying so hard. And when I got to the, you know, the house, I was sitting on the floor in my, you know, from my door from the garage, and I was just sitting on the floor bawling. And then I told her everything that I could remember, that my, because we are, our brains protect us by stuffing things down and not coming out until we're ready. And so some things have still not come out, the order of things or certain things. But I told her everything I knew, and she said, I need time to process and think. I said, absolutely. And that was it. I've never heard from her since. I've tried to contact her. She has said, I want nothing to do with you. Don't contact me. And yeah, it breaks my heart. But I didn't spend this year being mad and blaming her, because I knew the secret for 35 years. She just found out. So even though it's been a year and a half, she still needs to process it in her way. And I know a lot of my friends are like, aren't you mad? And I'm hurt, but I'm not mad. I can't be mad at her. She's dealing it in the way that she knows how to deal with it, which is not being around me and processing it in her own way. And so I can't be mad at that. And so that's not what the book, again, that's not what it is about. It's not me being mad that she isn't in my life. It's just, again, keeping secrets can just destroy a person's life. I'm living through it. So,
But it's amazing that you were able to get support and help and be in a community and, you know, and really just build yourself up in every other aspect, not just from this, but I'm sure every human being has self-limiting beliefs around different areas of your life. And I believe that the book is that holistic approach, and not just if you've kept a secret, but other things, you know, in your health, around your, you know, how you feel about yourself. So that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. And everyone's curious, you know, so go and, you know, obviously get the book to find out, you know, what the whole story is. Yeah. Tell me the process of writing a book. I mean, you were really, if I can commend you on how amazing a student you were, in terms of, you get told what to do, you go out and do it, you came and did the sessions, you were just like, get down and just very disciplined. I found you highly disciplined, and you just followed the system. How was it from your perspective, you know, going through our process?
So it's been great. The process was really, the team is amazing. They walk you through everything. If you have questions, they get answered right away within the day. There's no like, you know, a week till I get my answers. Like some places, it's not like that at all. You get your answers right away. Like right from start to the finish, it was, you know, being a first time author, you're scared, you're nervous, you don't know what the process is, you don't know what you're supposed to be doing. And everybody just walks you right through it, right from my first meeting with Stuart, because I had my first meeting with Stuart, and the retreat was great. And I highly recommend your company and you guys, because it was just laid out so well. And that's the way I work, that's the way my brain works, is laid out I want to know what's coming next and how to do it. And yeah, so any questions I ever had, even right up until, you know, doing the Amazon, you know, getting my stickers, right from start to getting my, you know, the Amazon stickers, was, it just flowed really, really well. Yeah. It was a great, great.
You work the system as well, you know, in terms of being, you know, it takes, you know, two to tango, as they say, you know, so you did your part and we did our part. And therefore it was like everything was very smooth and, you know, and successful. And I'm curious, let these guys know, like, you know, the book's been out 2.5 months. I mean, you talked about, you've got like 7 or 8 podcast interviews lined up. You've been on a TV show. Tell us a little bit of the things that are happening aside from book sales.
Yeah, so it's been great. So one chapter is about my neurodiversities, which is ADHD, OCD, Tourette syndrome, and anxiety, which actually my second book, which I'm starting in April, is going to be all about the neurodiversities. So I was on a TV show. It airs on this coming Friday at 10 a.m. It's called, the program is The Invisible Condition. So it's things that people have that you can't see. So Tourette's, you can see, and I'm twitching quite a bit today because they're acting up today, but, you know, ADHD, OCD, those are things you can't see. MS, you know, all the things that people can't see. I don't have that, but that's what the show is about. And so I was on there talking about mostly Tourette's and OCD. And so I'm excited about that. Yeah. So that's on E360 TV.
Okay, that's in Canada though, you guys. So you know that
you're not gonna you can get it anywhere, because you can just go to your website and it's e360tv.com. So you can even get it. You can just log on and get it anywhere. And then
once it airs on Friday, so your end, it's probably Saturday our end, then it's available and you can watch it.
Yep, you can log.
I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah, and then I've been on a few podcasts, and I've got about 7 or 8 more lined up. So I think that's about 12 in 3 months. So I'm super excited about that. And just doing book signings, but mostly podcasts. I'm really enjoying the podcast journey. So.
What are the other things that you do with clients? Like, aside, now you've got your book, I know I'll show your website as well. Actually, let's share that, because that's where you can directly get the book from Kerry on her website. So I'm just going to share that on my screen. The website is fittomotivate.net. So fit, just spelled normal 2, the number 2, motivate.net. Just so those of you who are listening to this just as an audio, you won't be seeing our screen right now, but those of you that can see the screen, you can see the page, as well as it's got the book at the anchor area there where you can go and buy the book. So what are some of the other services? So you've got some coaching here, classes. Tell us a little bit about some of the other stuff that you do.
Yeah, so I'm a fitness coach, so I've got fitness classes, and they are in person, but they're also online. So there's many different fitness classes, ranging from boot camps to Pilates to mom and tot to stretching, TRX. So a multitude of classes. And then I do accountability coaching. So what that is sometimes we know what to do, but this is for all aspects of life. It's not just about fitness, but we know what to do. We just need someone to be accountable to. And so you meet with me in person, and then we do every 2 days, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you get a phone call from me. It's already pre-planned, and it's just to set your day up. And I do that just with a girlfriend on Mondays. We talk for 10 minutes. We set up our week. Kate, it's very quick. What are you doing? What, you know, what did you do from last week? What are your wins? And then, you know, I go, you go, and then we're done. So it's very quick, but it keeps you accountable, knowing that the next Monday you have to say, did you get everything that you said you were going to get done? And then what do you have planned, and what were your wins? So it's really powerful. And so that's accountability coaching. And then I do personal training as well. And then my big thing is retreats. So this one that we're running in, I'm partnering up with a girl, and it's the end of May, May 23rd to 26th, and it's called Guided by Gut. And it's all about gut instinct. It's the voice that is inside us, whether you want to call it gut instinct or you know, butterflies in your stomach or whatever you want to call it, it is, in my opinion, your gut is always right. Your gut tells you what to do. It's just that you don't listen to it, or you don't know how to listen to it, or you have to have other, you know, advice from other people, whatever it is. But when you pare it all away, your gut is right. I believe your gut is right 100% of the time. And so we're going to teach people how to trust their gut, and there'll be fitness and yoga and some coaching in there. Yeah.
Guided by gut. It's, you know, yeah. It's got the G and the, and the, you know, 60 names and all that. And where is that? That's the running face-to-face in.
That is in person. It is in a place called Bowdoin. It's in Alberta. It's just like 2 hours from my house. And yeah, it's May 23rd to 26th. It's on my website under events. So the icon events, and then it'll just take you right to it.
Yeah, I'll actually go under here. The wellness retreat.
Yeah, so under events and then wellness retreats. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And so guided by gut retreat.
My birthday's May 24th. I could have come up to do it. It sounds amazing. It sounds really, really good. Yeah. And if it's
super excited,
you know, in that area, you know, if you've got contact, share this interview or share the information. But sounds so, I love all the things you have created or that you have available, because it's not, as I always say, it's not just about the book. It's about, people will get the book or they'll get a few tips and they'll get a few, you know, the story and all that kind of stuff. But more so, you know, if they want to really work on themselves. It was really funny. I was at my personal training session this morning. I do Monday and Thursday. And we doubled up. She was doing someone online that is actually one of our authors, Amelia. Oh, okay. And she needed to be home because she hasn't been well lately. And then I walked in early. She goes, oh, you come out. I'm going to do you both. And it was funny. And we don't mind. And, you know, and so she's telling her to do something online at her house. And I'm there in the gym. And she goes, you guys know what you're doing. You've been working, like we've been working with her for 3-4 years, if not longer, you know. He goes, you just want me to be here for company. And then we said, yeah, absolutely. Because when you're accountable to someone, you got to show up and you also invest in yourself. You know, it's so, so powerful. I love the 10-minute call tip there that you just shared, that you catch up with a friend to tell each other what you're going to do for the week. So you do that in turn for, like, obviously people who are working with you.
Yeah. So that's part of the accountability coaching. We meet in person 3 times over the course of 3 months. And then, every 6 weeks we meet. And then the accountability calls, and it just keeps you on track. And then when we meet, it's an hour and a half. So we get to dive in deep and then just keeping you on track. And it doesn't have to just be fitness. It can be anything.
That's what I was just about to say. It's not just fitness. It's more like life coaching, accountability kind of stuff, limiting beliefs.
Exactly.
It's not just about nutrition and body. You've got to put the mind stuff in it in order. Yeah. Well, actually, that probably drives everything behind you taking the actions and being disciplined. Well, it's been amazing, Gary, just to chat to you, even just like, you know, in group settings, we don't get to talk as much one-on-one.
No.
Learn more about everything that you do in a deeper level. It's been wonderful. And guys, I mean, she's available online and offline, so it doesn't stop anyone from reaching out. And, you know, I'm sure you can figure out a way. I mean, I figured out our stuff was always offline, and it is now fully online, but we're going to start to sprinkle some face-to-face things. We're going to have a retreat also next year.
I'm excited for that.
Yes. I'm going to the trial one in a few weeks' time. And then pick a date for and see if you guys can come down from Canada and US, and we can come up and meet in the middle of the world. So I'll stay tuned for those. Well, thank you so much. Go, guys, get Cut the Anchor either from Kerry's website, fittomotivate.net. There it is. She's holding it there. Or your good online resellers, or like your Amazons, like your Barnes & Noble, all of those places. Yeah. But of course, get it from her. She'll sign it and send it through to you. And you'll be supporting a small business owner who is looking to make a change and transformation in many people's lives moving forward. So have an amazing week. Thank you, Gary, for being
available. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
And guys, smash it out. Go out there and have an awesome week. Bye.